The universe is indifferent. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The universe is indifferent. Doesn't that sound utterly ghastly? The universe has no sympathy, no emotional attitude toward the world. It has no response to anything in the world except to the principle. But the universe does all things based upon principle. Now we look at the atmosphere, we look at the sky, we look at the universe, and we see all sorts of things going on. We see the Big Bang going on. We see the stars bumping into each other, so to speak. We see the black hole of outer space. We see all these things which are there and which are beautiful and which are dependable and which we can know if we will choose to know it. Now, in our ignorance, we sometimes say that the universe is indifferent. But the universe has a plan. It has a plan that flows with the universal principles of the law of cause and effect. It flows with the universal principle of all things taking place in a divine pattern, in a divine way. And though it may appear to be indifferent, and we certainly would be the first ones to say it is apparently indifferent, though it would appear to be indifferent, in fact, in reality, it is quite differentiated. It is quite definite. It is based upon facts. It is based upon a principle. It is based upon whatever it is that we can understand. Now, you say, if it's based upon what we can understand, then why don't we understand it? Well, we don't choose to understand it. We know that if we speak a beautiful word, we will have a beautiful response. And we know that if we speak an unkind word, we will have an unkind response. Now, that's just on a psychological basis. That's just the psychological attitude of ourselves, but it's a principle, and it's part of the differentiated universe. Now, we look at the cells of the body, and we say the cells of the body are rather spectacular. And we say that the stem cells of the body are really the originating cells of the body and how the body functions from that point. Well, think of the stem cells. The stem cells are the undifferentiated cells of the body, or the undifferentiated cells of anything. And they are not going to be something until the universe tells them to be it. The universe? Yes, the universe. The principle, the laws, the rules, the guidance, the principles, the standards upon which all is based, is there. And it is there as a wonderful dynamic force. Now, how can we benefit from that wonderful dynamic force? How can we understand that wonderful dynamic force? How can we know what that wonderful dynamic force is all about? Well, we know that what that wonderful dynamic force is all about because we are in a wonderful dynamic force ourselves. We are the ones who created that force. We are the ones who put forth that concept into the universal allness, and we are the ones who continually do it. Now, the stem cells in themselves are like the universal spirit, are like the universal allness. It has no purpose, it has no direction, it is not logical, it is not reasonable, it is not something that we can depend upon, but it is something that we can very much depend upon, that it will be what our thought about it has it to be. The universe is indifferent, apparently, with no sympathy, no emotional attitudes, no nothing. Would you like to have the law of mathematics have a sympathetic, a psychological and emotional attitude about it? Would you like it if you were smiling and say, I like me, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, wonderful, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, and your emotion is going to make it true? And then you say, I don't like me, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, I don't like me, 2 times 2. And then have 2 times 2 not be 4? You see, what you don't like and what we don't like is when we say 2 times 2 is 5. When we say the principle incorrectly. When we say the principle is bad. Now, if I say, when I smile, bad things happen to me. And when I am angry, good things happen to me. Now, the principle tells us in no uncertain terms that that is not the fact. That is not the truth. When I smile, good things happen to me. When I am sad, bad things happen to me. When I am going around misusing, not using for my benefit, but for my detriment, using the law of cause and effect, using the principle. Now, we have the ability to determine how our stem cells are going to be utilized in our body. We put our stem cells in juxtaposition to whatever it is we want them to be. And we say to the stem cells, at the originating factor of the stem cell, you are to be the nose, the eyes, the ears, the whatever. And so the stem cell goes out and is the ideal nose, the ideal ears, the ideal eyes, the ideal anything in our body. And then as it is this ideal self, we look about us and we say, oh, I don't see too well. Oh, I don't hear too well. Oh, I don't speak too well. Oh, I don't feel too well. And you see, we put the negative causes in motion about the ideal self, the ideal causative form, and then we think that we're going to get the ideal form expressing. If I say to myself, I am going to take this bumpy road through life, and I'm going to bump along, and I'm going to jog along, and I'm going to be all shook up by the time I get wherever I'm going, then that's the case. But if we say, I am going to go on a smooth road, I am going to do everything harmonious with principle, I'm going to do everything harmonious with the ideal that I am, and as I do everything harmonious with the ideal that I am, then that is the ideal that I am, and that is what I am, and I am always that. Now, I live in that principle, I live in that presence, I live in that realization, I live in that ideal, and that is the ideal that I am. And as I live in this ideal that I am, I experience all things in divine right order. I experience all things harmonious. I experience all things wonderful, beautiful, fantastic. I experience all things knowing that all things are exactly what I want them to be. All things are exactly what I choose to have them be in my world. And no more, no less, they are exactly the principle that I apply. And would I want it any differently? Oh, no. I would like the nice, dependable attitude of principle at work at all times. When I have my undifferentiated stem cells coming forth, waiting to be told what to do by my consciousness, by my thought, by my attitude, by my saying, I am a divine human being. Why is it sometimes people come out with different attitudes? Why is it that the albino aspect of a human being comes out sometimes? Why is it that some people are brilliant and other people are not brilliant? The same brilliance is universal overall. It is the same principle that was put into each one of us right at the outset of our being. And did we choose to follow that? Or did we choose to say, no, it is not. The universe is indifferent to me. And blessedly, we say the universe is indifferent to me. And that's how wonderful it is, because the universe is truly indifferent to us. The universe does whatever it does based upon principle alone. And if it were to be based upon our emotional attitudes and not on principle, you see, our emotional attitudes reflect what we think about principle. Our emotional attitudes reflect how we're using it. Now, if we're a happy person, we're using the principle of happiness. If we're a joyous person, we're using the principle of joy. We're using the principle of harmony, of love, of fantastic qualities, of goodness. Yes, the psychological attitude is just evidence of something, not the something itself. Psychology is not the universal wisdom. It is not the universal tool. It is not the universal cause and effect. It is a response, and that response changes momently as we use the tool, the law to bring about whatever we choose in our life. All exists, the right, wrong, good, bad, high, low, whatever, all exists, and it's our choice of what it is that exists that we would enjoy having in our everyday world right now. And so then we choose, how do we use the law of cause and effect? If we could just go to school and learn about the principle that governs and guides and directs and controls everything in the universe, if we would learn that, and then learn to apply it, and learn that it is not something that's going to be mean to us or good to us or bad to us or whatever. It just is, and we flow with it. If you get in the car and you put on the brake, the car should stop because it is designed to stop. The brake is designed to function. But when the brake no longer functions, the car will not necessarily stop unless it hits a tree or unless it starts getting on a level plane and just runs out of forward motion. There is no perpetual motion or non-perpetual motion. There is no universal principle that will violate itself, and there is no principle that will correspond with itself. It's only as we use the principle of the law of cause and effect to our benefit in our world. The universe is indifferent, indeed, because it responds to whatever our thought is about it. There's no sympathy, there's no emotion, there's no attitude of apathy, there's no psychological attitude about the universe. The universe is just the stage upon which we play our game of life. And it is a good game of life. It is a joyous game of life. But we are the masters. Our thought is the master. Our thought is the director. Our thought is the gasoline in the car. Our thought is the forward motion or backward motion or upward motion or downward motion. Our thought is what guides principle on its way. We put principle in motion for whatever we want. And so this day I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, my original purity and integrity, my original stem cell of all being, the stem cells of my attitude, the stem cells of my world, the stem cells of all things. And we go back to the original functioning, and the original functioning is pure and good and beautiful because its purpose is to be itself. To be itself and have fun, its purpose is to be fulfilled in whatever it is. Not to be something different than what it is, but to be what it is. And it's my privilege to learn in this lifetime what I am and who I am. And the sooner I learn it, the sooner I will find that I don't care that the universe is indifferent. I like it that way, because I can depend on it always following principle. It has no attitude of emotional, psychological, or any other activity. It is based purely on principle. And because of that, I live a wonderful, fulfilled, fantastic life. I live a perfect life. My body is ideal in every respect. My mind is ideal in every respect. My relationships are ideal in every respect because I know who I am. And I am that I am. And I like me. Now and forevermore, join me in this realization. Join me in this recognition that you are the master of the law that you put in motion for yourself and your life as I am. And our life is a reflection of what we have done. There's no past, no present, no future. There's only now. Living in the now, exercising the principle now, being yourself and having fun now. Have a good day. Have a good eternity. The universe may be indifferent, but I, who direct the universe, am far from indifferent. I care with all the love and all the joy and all the peace and all the harmony and all the goodness that is within me now and forevermore.